Okay, we have to interrupt Elton John now because we're going straight over to Amanda Nigan and she's talking to some people there. Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
Good morning, Neil. Fine. How are you?
All right. Did I get the name right? Because I heard you'd castrate me if I didn't.
You did indeed. You got my name perfect. I was wondering whether you would or not.
Okay, there you go. It's all,
good job.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thanks a million. We are live from Clare Hall Shopping Centre today for their festive fun day. And the reason behind the fun day is that they are launching a new partnership with Near and Clare Hall Shopping Centre. So I'm joined by Jack Byrne and Maria Comiskey, who is the centre manager. And Jack Byrne, of course, you all know, is the co-founder of the Near Media Co-op. Jack, Maria, how are you?
Fine, thank you very much.
So, Jack, do you want to start off and just tell us a little bit about what's going on and the launch and the partnership?
Okay, well, we're here in Clare Hall Shopping Centre with Near Media Co-op. As you've said, it's a festive fun day. And I think it's the start of a relationship with Clare Hall Shopping Centre. We've been talking for a while about developing a community development project that would align the shopping centre with the community media project, radio and TV. This is basically the day to launch it and announce to people, listeners, that we're launching this. And the shopping centre already have a good track record of supporting local community projects, charitable projects, sporting projects. So they really want to expand that, and we're happy to be partners in that expansion. We'll be able to give publicity to the project, and of course we in turn will get publicity here in the shopping centre for Near FM. So it's a sort of a win-win situation. Both the shopping centre and Near FM will both benefit from this relationship, and the broader community will benefit because there'll be a more coordinated activity in developing community activities in the area.
That's super, Jack. Yeah, and I see on the screens here, we do actually have some of the footage from Near TV. How else do you propose that the collaboration will work? Any other kind of projects that might go towards
it? Well, as I say, with the radio and the TV, and we're online. So Near Media Co-op is a multi-platform project, and what we want to do with the shopping centre is to explore how the shopping centre can promote various community projects and how the media co-op can publicise that and support that. So I would hope that into the future, the radio, the TV and our online activities would all be alerting people to the fact that Clare Hall Shopping Centre are supporting these good community projects. So our role will be to support and publicise these activities. The shopping centre will be identifying different projects. Maybe I can say to projects in the area, come down and talk to Maria, because she's only too happy to talk to you about how the shopping centre can support your project. Aren't you, Maria?
Absolutely, yeah. We're always here to support the local community, so please, yes, come on down and talk to us down here. We're delighted here in the shopping centre with the Near FM project, and we're also in partnership now with O'Toole's GAA, which is the local GAA around the corner. So we do lots of community work down here, and now we're just branching out that bit further, and we're all really excited about it. And what brought about the collaboration, Maria? You know, was this your brainchild to try and get community groups involved and try and embrace the centre with the community around it?
Yes, we have done, and we've been doing that over the years, you know, so the Near FM was a new element of it, you know what I mean, with the radio and whatever, and trying to get into the local community that way. So we've always supported local community groups, but this is just a new element of it, and we're all really excited.
And it's great, there's a great buzz actually happening here today. We have balloon animals being made, we have face painting happening, we have there's a festive bear and a giant mouse running around as well, and there's pizza everywhere here as well. And as Maria said, they have one of the other collaborations that they're doing is actually with O'Toole's GAA. And I'm actually joined here, luckily enough as well, by Austin Dunn, who is with the juvenile section of O'Toole's. Austin, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm not too bad, thanks, Austin. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the partnership that you're having with Clare Hall Shopping Centre?
Sure. From O'Toole's point of view, obviously this is great for us because this economic climate we're in, it's very difficult to get sponsorship and support in the business community. But luckily for us, Clare Hall are willing to help us out that way, which gives us funds to provide equipment that we need for our nursery. You know, we obviously spend a lot of money on footballs and slitters and pearls, gold. It's a huge amount of product that we have to purchase every year just to keep everything going. So from that point of view, it's fantastic. It also, from our point of view, gives us extra publicity in the community because, again, we need to attract young kids into the club in order to keep the club going. Every year, we bring in at least maybe 50 or 60 kids into the nursery. And after a couple of years, we produce an under-7s or an under-8s team, which keeps us going.
Yeah, no, I don't think people quite understand the amount of work that quite goes into a Gaelic club from the juvenile section, you know, and the competition that you have with other sports. How are you guys finding it? You have a big juvenile section in O'Toole's, don't they?
Well, we are relatively big. Obviously, we're not in the league of some of the super clubs, you know. I won't name all of my competitors here, but, you know, we have, in the local area, we have several other GAA clubs, we have a couple of soccer clubs, and with kids being interested in an awful lot more sports than they were when I was a kid, it takes away from, you know, in years gone by, you might have only had a Gaelic club in a community, so it was relatively easy to attract kids, where now you've really got to go out there and provide something that the kids are interested in. And in doing that, obviously, you have to have decent facilities, which we're very lucky we have in O'Toole's. We have fantastic facilities up there. We have an all-weather pitch for the nursery. We have the use of the Donaghy School for the winter time for the nursery. We have a couple of full-size pitches, juvenile pitch. We're very lucky that people who have gone before me put a lot of work into getting it there, and now it's our job to try and keep it there and to attract young kids in every year, which is difficult, but we keep going, you know. So.
Yeah, and also a huge part of that is obviously the social aspect to it. Now, I do know that O'Toole's have a great social outlet going. Do you want to tell us a little bit about some of the social activities that you do?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, part of the facility is the clubhouse, which obviously has a bar in it, and there are people who are just involved with the club purely and simply from a social point of view, which is, you know, fine by us because they help to support the club financially. We have regular entertainment in the bar every Saturday and Sunday, and throughout the year we put on special events, like we have a family day in the summer where we, you know, provide all sorts of different activities that are not normally associated with the GAA. You know, we're always trying to think of new things to do because, you know, you do it once, it's great, twice, it's fine, but the third time you do it, people get bored. So you've got to keep changing, and, you know, we always look for new ideas. And in saying about our facilities, like, the club is not just open to young kids coming in. You know, we obviously want young kids for the support, the football and hurling aspect, but we, you know, we welcome people to join the club as a social member too, because we do need that sort, you know, type of support as well. Everything runs, you know, financially we needed the support, so we're delighted for anybody who lives around it, all of the areas surrounding the club, come down and have a look at the bar some Saturday or Sunday.
That's a very nice invitation.
It's, you know, obviously if you get people interested, hopefully when they have kids to bring along, they'll come back down. I mean, it goes the other way as well. If people, young families come along with their kids, don't just think of it as just bringing your kids. You know, make it a social event for your family. Like, I don't mean live in the pub. What I mean is there are activities going on, you know, that you can have a day out, come down, and the kids can play out. And you know, we do at times during the summer, we provide some of our own teenagers go out and take kids and play games, and, you know, it's set up for families, basically. So we try to encourage that.
Yeah, so even if it's not kids actually playing on teams, there's lots going on that they can all come down, that the whole family can come down and enjoy. And am I right in saying that you have a family Christmas fun day coming up soon?
Yeah, yes, we do. Well, this is on Sunday the 15th. Well, first of all, next Saturday the 14th is our Christmas party. That's for the kids, like, from nursery age up to under 10s, I think. And they basically have their Christmas party next Saturday. On the Sunday, we're having a family day, which is all about raising funds for a local St. Vincent de Paul. Now, all the activities on that day, you're charging a minimum sort of amount of nominal fee, basically, just to take part. And nothing goes to O'Toole's on that day. It all goes to St. Vincent de Paul. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're always looking to raise money for ourselves, but sometimes it's nice to raise money for other people too, you know. And we try to let our kids see that that's a good thing. So it's send an example to the kids that, oh, it's not just all about us, you know.
And it's great. And just as you said there, it is. It's a super example for a GAA club, you know, because the club is not just something that the kids go down and play a bit of ball. You know, it's an environment that they're surrounded in. So a good example is great. And we're actually, now that you mentioned the kids, we are joined by Adam here. Who is a member of O'Toole's.
Hi, Adam.
Hi.
How are you?
Fun.
Good stuff. And what's it like to be a member of O'Toole's? It's a great club to be part of.
Yeah. Fun. It's a good club. We get everything, do everything.
Why is it fun? Why is it better than the other clubs?
Because we're better.
Well, there you have it. Just are. That's the end of it. Okay, well, thanks so much to all my guests there. We are going to go back to studio now to Noel, but we will be back on air in a little while, and I will be joined by Deirdre from Northside Unemployed Action Group.
Okay, thank you very much, Amanda.
Thanks a mil, Noel.
Thank you. Talk to you later. Bye. And we go back to the music, and then we go back to Amanda later on. There you go. That's Billy Joel, as requested. And on the line now, I have Amanda again. Hello, Amanda. It's over to you now.
Hi, Noel. Thanks a million, Noel. Like we said earlier, we are still in Clare Hall Shopping Centre for their festive fun day. And there's a great buzz happening here. There's lots of people around and there's loads going on. I'm joined now by Breeda. And Breeda is from the St. Paul's Parish in Airfield, the St. Vincent de Paul section of that. How are you?
I'm glad, thank you. Yeah.
Great. Thanks a million for chatting to us, Breeda. Do you want to tell us just a little bit about what the St. Paul's Parish do?
Yeah, we're parish based in St. Paul's in Airfield, and anything that we get in from the parish goes back to the people, you know, the underprivileged in the parish. At the moment, things are very, very bad because lots of people have problems and they're short of money, you know, coming up to Christmas. But yet, the generosity of the people in the parish is just wonderful. This weekend is the National Collection in the all over Ireland, but particularly the Dublin Diocese, where it takes place instead of the share collection.
In the churches,
in the churches this weekend, yeah. And in our parish, we delivered actually envelopes to each house in the parish, and they would take it back with them, you know, to the church at the weekend, or they give it instead of share, or they might even give it to their church collectors if they go to Mass, you know, elsewhere.
Okay, and what other kind of things do the group do during the year? I know particularly at Christmas now, I'm sure you have lots going on. But throughout the year, you guys, I know, work pretty hard as well. So do you want to just tell us what you guys get up to?
Yeah, we have a weekly meeting, and we discuss at the meeting about the requests that are sent in to us. And then it's, you know, a group decision, what we will give to each family or each individual. And really, it's great to help, and if you could only just see the delight on people's faces when we give, you know, you would think twice about supporting Citizens to Paul.
Super, yeah, you guys do absolutely great work. And if people are listening at home now and would like to get involved, how can they do that, Breeda?
Right, well, as I said, there's the collection. There's also in many of the shopping centres, there's the giving tree, and if they just take a little gift card off it and it will suggest to them what they need to buy, whether it's a, you know, toy for a boy or a toy for a girl, at the different age groups. Some parishes or some places are also collecting food, so we will distribute that as well before Christmas. So it's very busy now at the moment.
Yeah, I know. We actually have a giving tree ourselves in the Northside Civic Centre where Near FM are based, so it's fantastic, and I'll definitely be taking a tag from there. And if people at home are listening and think, you know, they could do with some support this Christmas or could do with your help, how would they go about getting in touch with you for that?
Right. Well, the way we do that is we get people to ring into the head office, and the head office sends a letter to each individual conference involved. And failing that, if it's an emergency, they will ring one of the members. And, yeah, everybody that looks for help this Christmas will definitely get it.
Super. And just before I let you run away here now, do you have contact details for people that they can get in touch? Would it be via website or?
Well, there's the www.stvincentdepaul.ie. I just don't have the phone number to hand now, but it means that they'll get the phone number for head office in the directories or online. Yes.
Great. So if they go on to svp.ie, they'll get all the contact information there. Thanks a million, Breeda. I'm going to pass back over to you again, Noel. We're still waiting on Deirdre, and we'll have a chat to her when she gets here.
Okay.
But if anybody is listening and they want to pop down to Clare Hall, there really is a lot going on here, including getting some pizza, which I'm going to scurry off now and get some of that.
Okay, have you seen the Santa that they have there in the main park?
I haven't seen Santa yet. No, I mean
the one that's just under the screen in the centre there.
Oh, yeah, we're right beside him at the moment. No, we're standing right next to him, so he's dropping out gems of wisdom. And actually, there are plenty of gifts here as well that have been dropped in from people for charity, which is great.
And tell Dorothy not to get too excited. That particular Santa's not real.
Oh, I'll let her know. I'll tell her.
Okay, I'll leave you online anyway, Amanda.
Okay, great.
There you go. That's Janicine in 17. I'll have to play the rest of that on Tuesday, but I'm going back over to Amanda Nigun. Hello, Amanda. You're finishing up there now.
Hello, no. We are. Yeah, we're just about to wrap things up. We're still here in Clare Hall Shopping Centre for the Festive Fun Day, launching the partnership with Near Media Co-op. We were hoping to have Deirdre from the Northside Partnership, but unfortunately,
Deirdre hasn't been able to make it down. But if anybody was looking for information about the Northside Unemployment Action Group, they could just have a look at the Northside Partnership website, which is www.northsidepartnership.ie, okay. And they'll get all the contact information that they might want from there. And also, Breda, who we spoke to from St. Vincent de Paul, actually asked me to just say thanks so much to the Clare Hall Shopping Centre for letting them fundraise down here today and for having them on air as well.
And also for having us.
We'll do that.
Thank them for having us down there as well, and yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, no, and I'll give you my thank yous then while we're finishing up then. Thanks a million to Maria Comiskey from the Clare Hall Shopping Centre. Thanks to Jack Byrne for coming on and talking to us about the partnership. We also had Austin and Adam Dunn from O'Toole GAA, and then we had Breda here from the St. Paul's Parish of the St. Vincent de Paul. Thanks a million to all of those guys.
Okay, Amanda, so I'll see you, of course, during the week. It sounds like it's still pretty lively up there. It's going to be like that all day.
Yeah, there's still a lot happening down here, so people should definitely still come on down and enjoy the atmosphere that's going down here. There is only 18 days to Christmas now, Noel.
That's not pretty.
You're going to have to get into the festive spirit.
Okay.
A little Christmas tune wouldn't go astray there either.
Okay, maybe the week after next, when we get nearer, maybe.
What?
When we get nearer.
Right.
I'm a bit of a grouch when it comes to that.
So I see. I'll have to wait for that Christmas
tune. Okay, thanks very much, Amanda.
Thanks a million, Noel.
Bye. And that's an Amanda Nigan. And up there in Clare Hall, and thanks to everybody there, and for letting us into them there for an hour as well.